gehaald haar vijf missen zijn zeer gehaald echt met echten bearbeid. The amount of challah that should be separated and given to the Kohen is 1/24 of your dough. You should separate 1/24 of your dough and dedicate it as challah and give it to the Kohen. Now, even though the Torah does not give a shear, the Torah does not tell you how much challah to take off, but the Torah does say titnu, that the challah should be given as a nesina to the Kohen, as a gift to the Kohen. So therefore, the Chacham have taught us that the amount of challah has to be a decent gift. It has to be a decent amount that it could be called a gift. Therefore, as Chacham said, 1/24 of the dough, that's a decent amount. And that's the amount that should be separated from the dough and given to the Kohen as challah. Whether the person is making dough for his own use, or is making the dough for a wedding, he's making a wedding for his son. In both cases, the amount that you have to take off is 1/24. And even though when you're making dough for a wedding, you're making a very large amount, and even if you take off less than 1/24, it will be a decent gift to the Kohen. But the Chacham did not differentiate between making the dough for yourself or making it for the chasna of your son. Since you're not making the dough to be sold, the amount that you have to take off is 1/24. Nachton shu oisa limkor b'shuk v'chein ha'isha shehi oisa limkor b'shuk. A baker that makes a large amount of dough, as he bakes the dough and sells the bread in the market, and so too a woman that makes dough in order to bake bread and sell the bread out on the market. The Chacham says that they have to take off a lesser percentage when they separate the challah. They only have to take off 1/48 of the dough for the challah. And since a baker makes a very large amount of dough, so even if he only takes off 1/48 of the dough, that's still a very hush of a nesina for the coin. That's a decent gift for the coin. And even though a woman that makes the bread in her house does not make such a large amount of dough as a baker would make, but the Chacham did not differentiate between a woman that's baking the bread in her house and a baker that's baking the bread in his bakery. The Chacham has said that anytime somebody's making the dough not for his own use, but in order to sell, the amount of challah that would be separated is 1/48. Somebody whose dough had become tummy, either unintentionally or it was an unavoidable accident that caused it to become tummy, the amount of challah that would be separated is 1/48. Even though when somebody is making dough for his own use, it's mechuyev to take off 1/24 for the challah. But that's only if the dough is tar. Once the dough has become tummy and the Kohen is not allowed to eat the challah anyway, and challah that is tummy is forbidden to be eaten, the Chacham have said that you only have to separate 1/48. Nitmis mezida echad me'etzim v'arba kidei shelo yehei chotei niskor. But if the person deliberately was metame his dough, in such a case when you separate the challah, you do have to separate 1/24 from the dough for the challah. Even though the Kohen cannot eat the challah, the reason being so that a sinner should not be rewarded, as it is a sin to be metame dough, which the challah has not been taken off from that dough yet, because when you take off the challah will be tummy. And the Chacham does not want a sinner to be rewarded. Somebody who deliberately was metame the dough will be rewarded by only having to take off 1/48 instead of 1/24. So therefore, the Chacham said, when you deliberately metame the dough, you still have to take off 1/24 for the challah. Rabbi Yehuda said they can take off challah from dough that is tar, deposit dough that is tummy. If you have both dough that is tar and dough that is tummy, and you're obligated to take off challah from both of them, and it's preferable to take off challah from dough that is tar, that way the challah will be tar, and the Kohen would be allowed to eat it. So you can take a large enough amount of challah from the dough that is tar in order to cover for both the dough that is tar and the dough that is tummy. Kesa, how do you do so? Now, challah has to be taken off min hamukkah, meaning the challah has to be next to the rest of the dough. And since you're taking off challah for both the dough that is tar and the dough that is tummy, so the dough that is tummy has to be next to the challah. So how do you take off the challah without causing it to become tummy from the dough that is tummy? So Rabbi Eliezer explained, Isa tahara v'isa tmea. Noito kadei challah me'isa shalohuram chaloso. If you have both a dough that is tar and a dough that is tummy, and the dough that is tar, you have not yet taken off challah from it. So you can take all the challah you need to take off from both doughs, strictly from the dough that is tar. You would take a large amount of challah that would cover for both the dough that is tar and the dough that is tummy. But before you do so, commission tells us that you have to connect the two doughs. And in order to take off challah, the dough has to be right next to the challah. How do you connect the two doughs without causing the challah to become tameh? So the Mishnah says, "Unosim tachas mekabeh be'emsa kadei sheyitol min hamukom." You take some dough that is tar, but it's less than a bear, and you put it in between the dough that is tar and the dough that is tameh. So the two doughs are now connected with this less than a bear of dough. But less than a bear is not enough to be mitameh. So therefore, even though that dough which is less than a bear becomes tameh from the dough that is tameh, but it would not be mitameh the dough that is tar since it's less than the size of an egg. But it would connect the two doughs, and since the two doughs are connected with less than a bear of dough, when you take off the challah, it is considered taking off challah min hamukkah, you're taking off challah right next to the rest of the dough, and therefore you are now taking off challah from the dough that is tar without causing that challah to become tameh. And the challah would be given to the kohen, and the kohen would be allowed to eat the challah since it had not become tameh. The chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. According to the chachamim, when you have both dough that is tar and dough that is tameh, you have to take off challah separately from each one. You can't take off challah from dough that is tar to potter off dough that is tameh. And the chachamim were afraid that if you take off challah from the dough that is tar to potter off the dough that is tameh, you might inadvertently cause the challah to become tameh. It might come into contact with the dough that is tameh when you are taking off the challah, and then the kohen would not be allowed to eat the challah. Therefore, it's better to take off challah separately from the dough that is tar and from the dough that is tameh.